Yeah, Lady Beaver girls tennis team was in action on Tuesday. They were up north in Phillipsburg at that Phillipsburg Invitational, finished second, or make that third as a team. A pretty tough tournament there on Tuesday. And we got a doubles team here talking with us here, Madison Roberts and Tatum Wells. But we're going to start off first with senior Madison Roberts. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good.
All right. Well, yesterday you got your second meet of the year in wrap there and under your belt there. And how'd you feel like you guys played?
I think we did pretty good.
All right. And yeah, go through your day. Some pretty good competition there, especially from Ellsworth and Phillipsburg.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, this is you and Tatum, another year playing doubles together. And what was yesterday like, maybe, or this year through the first two meets like for you so far?
I think they've been pretty good. I think we've had some tough competition, but overall, I think we've been doing really well.
All right. And, you know, and what was maybe the challenging part of yesterday?
Probably just the two tougher teams. They had girls that qualified and got medals at state, so they were definitely tough components. But, yeah, we got out there and played pretty well.
Yeah, you're already two meets in here, and it's going to go quick here. I know you got your home meets. You got league meet coming up at home, at least next couple of meets there, and you got to be pretty excited about that. But Saturday you'll go to Hayes, and should be a pretty nice day for that one.
Yeah, I think it will be.
All right, and what's something that you've really improved upon this year?
I think my net play is probably best, but I think overall we've been communicating really well and not getting down even if we're losing.
Do you prefer to play the net or you prefer to play in the back there?
I definitely like the net way more, but yeah.
Is it just because of those quick returns?
Yeah.
All right. Surprise him.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. What would you like to accomplish as you continue on here through this season?
Just keep winning and doing our best.
All right. Well, hopefully that works out well for you there. And once again, thank you for the time here, and good luck to you coming up here this rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Madison Roberts joining us here. We'll talk to our second senior as well, and Tatum Wells. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Go ahead and pull that microphone up there a little closer. There
Sorry.
We go. Oh, you're good. I'll let it slide this time. But yeah, yesterday, of course, yeah, you and Madison third place at Phillipsburg. Got quite a few meets coming up here in a short amount of time. It's going fast. And how fast is this season going?
So fast. I feel like the season goes so fast. And since it's my senior year, I feel like I've been really feeling that this year too.
Are you just kind of ready for it to let's just slow down a little bit?
Yes, I am.
I don't blame you, but yesterday, it looked like you guys played pretty well. How did you feel like you played?
Pretty good. Yeah, we saw tough teams, but I feel like we played pretty good with them.
What was your takeaway from it?
We couldn't win any of the deuce points, so that was really frustrating, but we just stuck with it.
What do you feel like, you know, with the deuce points you mentioned, what do you feel like that would what would take to kind of overcome that and get those points?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. We went to deuce a bunch of times, mm-hmm. and it was just over and over again, and we just couldn't win it.
Is that just kind of one of those frustrating things, maybe just kind of got into your head there a little bit?
Probably, yes. It's very frustrating.
All right. Well, maybe you'll just take it out on your next tournament here coming up here on Saturday. But, you know, it's been a good senior season for you so far, two meets in. What would you like to see coming up here as you head to Hayes and then your home meet next week?
I just hope we win more games, get a better record. Our record right now isn't great, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, there's great opportunities for sure here. And are you a net player or do you like playing in the back?
I definitely like playing in the back.
All right. Well, that's why you guys work so well together,
right,
then.
Yes.
All right. Well, congratulations on a good start to the season here, and good luck to you coming up here, Tatum.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Tatum Wells joining us here as well from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we're going to get to talk with Coach Cheryl Kacharik, who's in Garden City by day, the Scott City Coaches Show by evening. Yeah, she was at a JV tournament all day in Garden City. And, Coach, it's Wednesday, right?
Right. Halfway through the week.
yes. Well, you've had, of course, yesterday you did not go up there, but got to go to Garden City all day today. But looks like yesterday at Phillipsburg, really tough tournament, but Looked like your team really fought pretty hard up there at Phillipsburg.
You know, they did. I visited with Coach Roberts that took the girls yesterday, and that's what he said. They never gave up. They tried to would listen to what he suggested and would try some of those changes. And unfortunately, on a couple matches, you know, they just didn't go our way. But, you know, nevertheless, they learned, hopefully, and had a good practice tonight. And we'll practice again tomorrow and then be ready for Saturday.
All right, yeah, it's guys get a couple more days in. Yeah, it's Saturday going to Hayes, and yeah, JV, looked like you guys had a. Sound like you told me earlier you guys had a pretty nice day today.
We did. We in Garden City, you know, that was a huge meet. There were 17 teams,
wow.
And I don't have the final results when I left yet. Who were replaced as a team? But overall, we had you know, individually. Nobody placed lower than 11th, which that's great.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's with as many kids and many teams there. That's pretty impressive here. But of course, focusing your attention here, it's going to be big week for your team, varsity especially. Saturday, go to Hayes. It's good to get a weekend tournament in because that's when regionals is on a Saturday, and of course, state is a Friday, Saturday, and then really turn around. In between, I got Sunday and then Monday. Host your own meet there, and I don't want to jinx it, but knock on wood, you got some nice weather coming in for the weekend, Saturday and Monday.
That's right. And, you know, today was great. Yesterday was nice playing tennis weather. I think the girls would rather play in this weather than in the extreme heat that we had. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to the next couple meets.
But, yeah, no, it's you've had quite a few meets at home, whether it's the novice or JV tournament, but it's just time for the varsity to be home for a little bit, isn't it?
It is. It is.
But, no, I think you got to be pretty excited about what you're seeing with your team. Have you seen really a lot of depth being built up, maybe some of those that aren't in varsity but are pushing for some of those varsity spots?
We are. You know, there's a great group of girls that are wanting and excited to play tennis, and so I'm expecting great things out of those girls, you know, later to finish this year and then next year to continue building.
And I know it's tough. Your varsity, you've only had two meets in here, and some of these other teams have already had three or four. Do you see that as maybe a little bit of an advantage for the opponents?
It could be, yes. But, you know, also with us waiting, I kind of like waiting and having the majority of our meets towards the end because we – are right there for regionals, and our GWAC, you know, is the Monday before regionals, and that's a big tournament, and we play a little more, we play longer matches just to help us get ready for regionals.
And I think you have to be excited to see maybe that opportunity on Saturday as well to see what your varsity can do from meet two to meet three. It's great opportunity for that on Saturday.
It is, and they'll see some new teams. I think Victoria will be there. I don't believe we've met up with them yet. And, you know, they're a small school, but they have always in 3-2-1A had a good team.
Absolutely. It should be a fun one here coming up for you guys on Saturday and then the home meet on Monday. And Coach Cheryl Kacharik talking all about it here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again for the time here, Coach. And good luck to you guys here this weekend and also next Monday.
Right. Thank you, Adam.